He said, "Alas, I cast my seed on nothing. I was enticed by that enticing one." Is there more?
Mm-hmm. Two more.
"He had the stature of a champion, but had no honor, sowing man's seed in such barren gravel."
And so on and so on and so on.
Yeah.
It goes
okay, yeah.
with that story. I'll give you the meaning. He's trying to explain to you that, listen, with a little bit of imagination, even in a dream, you could be confused. You could confuse yourself between reality and your imagination. Throw away your imagination, because it will always fool you. Come back to reality. Yes, in reality, you are sexually deprived. It's better to be addicted to masturbate. That's how it works. Come back to what you are really. Look at all these different illusions that could come and turn you around. Yes.
"The steed of his love tore up 100 bridles. He was shouting, 'I care not for death. What should I care about the Caliph? In love, my life and death are the same to me. Prithee, do not sow with such ardour and heat. Take counsel with a master. Where is counsel? Where is reason? The torrent of cupidity has extended its talents to destroy. A barrier in front and a barrier behind. He that is fascinated by a cheek does not see before or behind. The black torrent comes to take his life, so that a fox may hurl a lion into the well. Something non-existent causes a phantom to appear in a well, in order that it may cast into it lions as mountains."
Means what? All these explanations, turning around and playing with it and bringing it like this and that, was some way to come to a conclusion. The conclusion is, do not have anyone intimate with the woman folk. For these two may be converted to cotton and a spark of fire. All of that was to, in time of Rumi, to openly say that, listen, when I'm talking about, he fell in love with this, with her. Now I'm going to explain that this general is going to have sex with this woman, right? What am I talking about? I'm talking about this, which is not reliable. Why? Because everybody wants to work with this. Everybody goes through that silly logic of me and selfishness and all that. This is why I brought this subject. Now I'm going to make another sparkle here. Yes.
"Do not have anyone intimate with thy women folk, for these two may be compared to cotton and sparks of fire. It needs a fire quenched by God's water. One that, like Joseph, holds fast in evil temptation. To withdraw itself as lions from a charming Zalika, tall and slender as a cypress."
Means I'm talking here. We always talk about the rules. But right at the beginning I told you, pay attention to exception. Now I explain that man and a woman, uncontrollable stuff? No. Normally, yes. But let me give you the exception. There is this beautiful Joseph. Zulaikha tried everything. Do you remember that? All the ladies, they cut their hand because he's so beautiful. But he is not falling in that category. Why? Right at the beginning we told you, The Joseph is exception. The rule are those brothers. I talked about these dozen children of this fellow, right? The rule was the brothers who are jealous. Joseph was the exception. That's why exceptional stuff happens for this Joseph to thrive and to be in that position. Yes.
He turned back from Mosul and went on his way till he encamped in a wooded meadowland. The fire of his love was blazing in such wise that he could not distinguish earth from heaven. He sought to embrace that moon in her tent. Where was his reason and his dread of the caliph? When lust beats the drum in this vale, what is thy reason? A radish and the son of a radish.
No. Radish and the son of a radish. That's your brain, your logic. All was for this. I'm not just making all this to write, to arrive at the end. This is a story I'm making up for you to understand something important here, which there are stuff which are out of your control. If you're not powerful, if you haven't practiced enough, if you haven't learned the trick, or you're not born that exception, then you're like the others. What would you do? The thing that the brother of Joseph did. That's what's happening around you. So you should understand it. Do not judge this general I'm talking about and that lady. Why? Because I'm talking about the base of this, which is the attraction in that king who started the war for this. This is what it is. Yes.
To his fiery eye, 100 caliphs seemed at that moment less than a gnat. When that obsessed womanizer took off his breeches and sat between the woman's legs, as his penis was going straight to its destination, the commotion and outcry arose from the army. He jumped up and ran bare-assed towards the ranks, grasping a fiery scimitar in his hand. When he showed himself to the woman, as lovely as a houri, his manhood was erect in the same manner as before. He joined in battle with such a lion, his manhood remained erect and did not collapse. That moon-faced idol's sweet of countenance was amazed at his virility. She coupled with him passionately at that time. Those two souls immediately became united.
Okay, what was all that about? Somehow he made a picture of this general, which is the picture of a maid, right? What is he doing? Now, he's having sex over there. He doesn't care about the king. He doesn't care about this, that, and that. He wants to have sex. Then suddenly, wow, the loud shout from the outside, and he jumps out. Naked. Just grabbed the sword and jumped out. And there is a lion, and everybody is afraid of the lion, and they are trying to run away, hide, and blah, blah, blah. He? I tell you, who is he? A man. A normal, natural man. He doesn't give a damn. He's not afraid. So he will fight the lion. He will kill the lion without losing his erection. This is the point. Because we'll talk about this later. First, imagine this character. The guy is a general, he's a soldier, he's a fighter, and, excuse me, I don't know how to say the English. He's a fighter and he's a fucker. He's a simple male stuff. And don't judge it. Because, we talk later, yes.
I'll just fill in the English lines that I missed here. He saw that the fierce black lion from the jungle had suddenly rushed upon the center of the army. The Arab horses were demoniacally excited. Every stable and tent was in confusion. The fierce lion from the covert was bounding 20 ells into the air like billows of the sea. The captain was manful and intrepid. He advanced like a furious lion to meet the lion. He smote with his sword and clove its head. At once he hastened back to the tent of the beauty. That through the union of these two souls with one another, there will come to them from the unseen world another soul. It will appear by the road of birth, if there be naught to waylay its conception. Wherever two persons unite in love or hate, a third will certainly be born. But those forms are born in the unseen world. When you go thither, you will see them in view. That progeny is born of your associations. Beware, do not rejoice too soon in any associate. Remain in expectation of the appointed time. Recognize the truth of the promise that the offspring shall join. For they are born of action and causes. Each one hath form and speech and dwelling place. Their cry is coming from those delightful bowers. O thou who hast forgotten us, hark, come with all speed.
Okay, what is he talking about? He's explaining the situation, not this precise situation, in general. He's talking about, first of all, when I'm talking about this man and this woman coming together, I mean reproduction, the third fellow comes out. And by this, I mean look around you. What will happen when you meet someone? What will happen? You meet someone, and between you two, some new ideas will come out. You will influence each other, because our contact actually will build something. Do you remember the main general thing we were talking about is the relationship between human beings, which is different, which is with talking and thinking and all that. So here he will explain all these complications to arrive to, yes.
The soul of man and woman is waiting in the unseen. Why are you delaying? Step forward at once. He lost his way, and by that false dawn fell like a gnat into the pot of buttermilk.
So I explained, this will happen, this attraction between man and a woman exists, and don't dare to say it's negative. That's the base of our existence. So it exists, it's there, as reality, look at it. Yes, and this general wasn't thinking about other stuff. So he fell in that trap, period. Yes. Now what will happen? Yes. Any of you? Oh, please, the ladies could make that, but the man, what will happen? This is something in a male, that suddenly a fire starts and everything changes and the man goes blind and will do no matter what.